Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today our show is on the hierarchy of vibration. It's really the whole perspective on how vibration works throughout reality. A lot of people are just focused on frequencies or music or even intention. There's many different levels. And so our intention for today is that everyone might be able to see the full perspective of vibration, to be able to work with it for themselves and for the planet. But before we get started, wanted to tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Oh my God, we've got a lot going on. Tomorrow, we actually have an entire sound bath from 5 to 7 p.m. Oh my God. Connie and I are doing an amazing event with huge gongs, Tibetan bowls, crystal bowls, we got tingshas, we got tuning forks, we got all types of things. There's a huge array of instruments, and we've been practicing a lot. It's what I'm really excited about. And we got an amazing light show as well. We're going to be playing with the portico at the same time, which is Don Estes' program. We're going to have it running and train people into a higher state with some really cool visuals. So that's tomorrow at the Institute from 5 to 7. We also have an open house on February 24th, Sunday, February 24th from 1 to 6. And it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we'll be doing a lot of guided meditations, a lot of meditations with sound and different instruments and bowls, and putting everybody on the sound table, sound lounge. And it's free. It's Sunday the 24th from 1 to 6. It's really a fun time. You can make it. There's people that come every time. Actually, and then we also have another event with Jamie Liu. Jamie's a light being. She's coming on Friday, December 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. She's a vibrational healer that offers channeled wisdom, healing voice, and light language. And I'll be playing along with her as well. So that's always a very high time with her. We also have we've now set our Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat, which is July 13th, 14th, and 15th. And it's $188 until February 15th. We're at Stuart Mineral Springs right on a river. And then we go up on the mountain on the third day. It's just a beautiful place. So we're humming along with the Lemurians, right? And it's all about how sound works at all different levels. We'll even play with tuning forks and practice a lot of different techniques. So you can find that at soundhealingcenter.com/love/Shasta, although it's on my homepage of the site as well, at soundhealingcenter.com. Just click on the classes and you'll find it. See, we also have our summer intensive scheduled now, which is 10 days in June and 10 days in August. And that's 10 to 9:30 every day, really perfect for people that are out of town. So you can also stay at the Institute for $200 for each 10 days. No beds, but we do have a really beautiful space, and there's a gym just 2 blocks away where you can go take showers. There's no showers either. Oh my God, it's the whole certificate program is in the 10 days in June and August. The June classes are the classes that are best done here. So a lot of people just do those or do the rest online instead of coming back. Although I'll tell you that when people come in June, they always want to come back in August. So they normally do, because it's so much fun, right? And so interesting with our dozen instructors about how sound works at every level. Right? That's the whole certificate program, which just started here. You could still jump into the certificate program here, We also have our recording program that just started that you could jump into, where we teach audio recording and mixing and producing. We also have those classes online. Online for the Sound Healing Program starts on February 14th, which is next Thursday. And then the recording program starts in about 2 weeks online. And it works really well, actually, online. We also have another class workshop for the weekend of March 2nd and 3rd, which is let's see, it's a class on how to do sound baths and treatments. And it's 10 to 9 on March 2nd, Saturday, and March 3rd from 10 to 5:30, $180. You'll learn how to play crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, gongs, tuning forks, and set up for a sound bath and do treatments on each other. And we'll be practicing with all of our equipment here. So that's March 2nd and 3rd. What else? What else? There's also this week is a World Sound Healing Day, Jonathan Goldman's event, where he gets everybody around the planet to do sound healing. And that's February 14th. You can check that out at worldsoundhealingday.org. We also have our therapy center here. We do a wide range of treatments. We can help you find your home note, which is where you're at peace. It's really good for any issue, because your immune system works way better when you're at peace. And also, we can do voice analysis to find out what frequencies are missing based on what issues you have going on or weaknesses in organs, and give you a CD in that key as well. With the home note, we give you a CD in that key as well. We also do chakra treatments. We do a full range of treatments you can find at soundtherapycenter.com. We also have our store here at soundoflove.com. And we've got all types of crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks. And, oh, my God, there's a ton of stuff on there, including the sound lounges and the sound tables, which are really effective for PTSD and anxiety and anything emotional, but also anything physical when it comes to muscles or tension or pain. And we also have the base pod and base vest and belt, which you wrap on the body. And you can use the frequencies for nerves, tendons, ligaments, muscles, and it's really effective for getting rid of pain. So much so that Kaiser Hospital is referring patients to us now. So you can check all of that out at Sound of Love, or you'll find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. If you have any questions, you can always email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call me at 415-777-2486. So the hierarchy of vibration. You know, again, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I'm really into frequency's the deal, huh? Well, it's cool, but there's a lot more than just frequency. You know, in music therapy, the main focus is on instrument sounds, which are commonly called timbres, and also on music. But in sound healing, we do five different levels. We do instrument sounds and music, but we also do work with frequencies, individual frequencies. And we also work with intention. The fifth level is music, musical intervals and chords, which is also a part of music. And we work with melody and rhythm as well, which is also a part of music. So it's interesting, because a lot of people talk about the frequency for a part of the body as to what frequency you need for any organ, or a frequency of love, or frequency of different emotions, such as, you know, whether it's even anxiety, but or the frequency for gratitude or compassion, or the frequency for oneness. But it's not just frequency. Frequency is I think of frequency as the parts that make up the whole where there is flow. Let me say that again. It's kind of the difference between waves and particles. Frequencies are the particles, and waves are the flow. And when it comes to music, it's all about the flow, the quality of the flow. Smooth flow is what we're talking about. And that's where the health is in the body. Is if you don't have smooth flow through your nervous system, you're going to be shaky. If you don't have smooth flow through your circulatory system, you could have a heart attack. If you don't have smooth flow through your digestive system, all types of problems happen, right? So probably the biggest problem we have in our society. Also, if you don't have smooth flow through a meridian, then that's a problem as well. So there's all different levels. First, there are frequencies. Let's start from the beginning. First, there are frequencies. Frequencies are really effective, right? When it gets down to frequencies, it really comes down to whether you've got a coherent frequency or a chaotic frequency. The chaotic frequencies are like, ah, which is like fear, ah, anxiety, eh, anger, right? Pain, eh, or stress, versus the coherent frequencies, which are like the vowels. Anybody can feel the difference. It's also like the crystal bowls, the Tibetan bowls, the tuning forks. They're all stable vibrations. Most instruments are stable vibrations, unless they're percussion instruments. But when you do a stable rhythm, that's very similar to a stable tone. A little bit different, and trains the body in a little bit different way. It actually synchronizes the heart and the brain waves better when you actually use rhythms than tones. Tones actually get you in the zone in a very cool way, in that they create that stability versus the chaos, right? So when you're working at that, you can work at all the different levels. Physically, we're looking at getting the cells or the organs or any part of the body vibrating consistently. And that's what overcomes pain. Pain is the chaos. When we play a stable vibration into the body, it overcomes the chaos and creates that stability. When you get the frequency perfect for a part of the body, like a certain cell has a certain frequency, or the heart, you find the heart's frequency and play it to the heart, or the frequency of bones or nerves. Now we're resonating it not only into its stable vibration, but also into its own natural stable vibration. And that's the real deal. That's the whole deal when it comes to using frequencies. It's about getting that part of the body vibrating at its own natural vibration. No higher, no lower. We're not talking raising the vibration of anything. We're talking about vibrating it at the frequency it's meant to vibrate at. That's where the health is. And when the body is healthy, every single part is vibrating consistently and coherently as opposed to chaotically. And the chaos breaks us down. It breaks down the part of the body. It's like fibrillation as opposed to... Now, if something goes out of tune, that's a whole different matter, and that's really extreme. I mean, that's like cancer. It's gone to a different – it's like it doesn't like being here, so it goes to a different vibration, right? So it becomes something else, And that's very intense. But generally, it starts as just a buzz. I call it the buzz in the body syndrome, BIPS, right? Because that's the deal. But the whole thing is a coherent, stable vibration will overcome that. There are many frequencies, and we've talked about the archetypal frequencies that are really helpful for all different types of issues. And there's a whole database online. There's a database that we sell here as well, and we hand out in our classes that's really extensive. And we've done our own research. Also, I've actually been working with this psychic that's a profound healer that is really amazing. And we were working, he actually believes that the teeth are the biggest problem for the body. That's where energy gets stuck. And then the meridians from the teeth actually go through the body and can cause like heart disease and all types of things. So he actually does healing on the teeth, especially infections. And so one day I said, well, is there a frequency for that? And he came up with 851, 852, which is a solfeggio frequency, and 859. And he says those frequencies will harmonize the trigeminal nerve, which is the three nerves that actually go through the whole head, the main ones, right, and go to the teeth. So those are they're really amazing frequencies. It's just frequencies, not music, right? And people that have listened to it really have gotten really high. They're really good. You can even put them on your stomach. They're good for many parts of the body, we found as well. So let me play a little bit of these frequencies, which are simply 851, 852, and 859, and see what you feel. Okay, enjoy. Boy, that'll get you in the zone, huh? It's really quite interesting. So that's actually five frequencies. That wasn't just one frequency. That was five frequencies plus a lower frequency, which is a few octaves below the 852. So that's the frequency level. Frequencies can be very effective for very specific things, and they can be a portal to a whole nother dimension. That one kind of takes me out, right, to another dimension. So when you get just the right frequency, it's very, very cool, right? But then there's a bunch of frequencies, multiple frequencies, which is similar to, well, basically what we just had there is not just one frequency. But when you have multiple frequencies, that generally makes up a timbre. And timbres are instruments or syllables or vowels or anything that we can make with the mouth, right, or tones, right? So these are a combination of frequencies. Now, a timbre is often even more powerful than a frequency because timbres actually have musical intervals in the harmonic. All the different frequencies in a sound are called harmonics, right? And these harmonics are related to the fundamental of the main note of the sound based on musical intervals. That means that there's a chord, a whole bunch of musical intervals between the harmonics and the fundamental. Like my voice, or any voice, most voices have over 100 harmonics. When I just do an there's over 100 notes happening in that one ah. Amazing. But it's too complex for our brain, so our brain goes, A, that's the note of A. But there's every note in music is in there. So all different sounds are simply chords that happen in one moment, right? So this is a 100-note chord, right? So the chords bring in a whole level of complexity that is not just a frequency, but it's like a state of consciousness. A musical interval is a state of consciousness. So when you've got a bunch of them, you've got a really complex state of consciousness. And that chord in the voice even carries all the information about you, your divine template of perfection, and every way that you and society have screwed it up since you were born, right? All the distortions, right? But also all the instruments have this chord that makes the tonality or color or tone of that actual instrument. So if you've got like a Tibetan bowl that where they spent days hammering it into its right pitch while doing prayer, one Tibetan bowl chime can take you into a higher state of consciousness or open up a portal or just totally bring you to tears and change your life forever, right? Or the alchemy bowls with the right crystal or metal in an alchemy crystal bowl. I mean, one tone can take you into another realm, right? Actually, let me grab my gold bowl. I've got a 24-karat gold bowl. It's just right here. Just one second. Okay, check this out. Here's the gold bowl with 24-karat gold plating. Hopefully that comes across well on Skype here. So that one tone, one timbre, or one syllable from someone's voice in the right state of consciousness. My voice is a little hoarse today. So can take you into a higher state of consciousness or possibly get rid of that disease, right? So timbres are also frequencies, but they're a bunch of frequencies that create a chord structure that has a certain tonality. So I think of them as even more powerful than frequencies. Now, when you have two timbres, you have a musical interval. So all of those musical intervals, again, are states of consciousness. So this is the next level where you got multiple timbres. This is like a chord on a piano, or a chord or multiple notes on a guitar. And here now you're creating even emotions, because intervals have emotional quality to them, much more than frequencies or timbres. They can do some, but, you know, if you really want to express love, I mean, if I just do you might get it, but you're more getting it energetically. But if I go, it's the intervals that express love, especially in the minor key, in the minor scale, that where the intervals flow in a certain direction as well. So this is a whole nother level, which has even more power because it's got frequencies in it. It's got timbres. It's got relationship between timbres and intervals. But then you add time and you got a whole nother world. You got rhythm, bop, 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 bop. Rhythm can entrain your brain into any brainwave state. Delta for sleep, theta for deltas like this. Whoa, 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 0.5 to 4 milliseconds or seconds. And then theta is for creativity, and to get creative downloads. It's a dream state. About 4 to 8 cycles per second. And then we've got alpha, which is for presence and learning. 8 to 12 cycles per second. And then we've got beta, which is for thinking. It's really helpful if you've got ADD. So rhythms not only entrain the brain, they entrain the heart into different rhythms. So they really have a whole nother effect on the system beyond frequencies, timbres, musical intervals. But then you got melody. I mean, you add melody to rhythm, oh my God, you can access incredible emotional states, right? It's the whole world of music. I mean, we can bring people to tears. We can put people to sleep. We can get people really excited, right? Get them dancing. I mean, there's a full range of emotions that music can do. I mean, I'm thinking music's way more powerful than frequencies, timbres, or intervals. I mean, you got rhythm and you got melody. I mean, oh my God, there's so much you can access, right? And the whole deal about music is smooth flow when it comes to healing, I should say. Not only do the parts of the body do smooth flow when you're healthy, no blockages, right? No blockages. But the body also does smooth flow for consciousness. Now, this is what's really interesting. The ultimate smooth flow in the body is source energy. It's spirit. It's really God, right? And what's interesting is when source energy is flowing through you, it is so stable, we think of it as a state of mind, almost a frequency. It's just because a state of being is like a frequency. So again, it depends on what perspective you look at consciousness from. You can look at it from the particle area, which would be a state of mind, as a state versus a flow of a bunch of particles, which would be the smooth flow. So you can see this level of energy from different levels. Now, really, the ultimate is, let me say it this way and then I'll backtrack. The ultimate is flow. If you can get universal love flowing through your system, or love at all, that's unbelievably healing at all levels. If you can just resonate the flow of gratitude, it's incredibly effective. If you resonate the flow of compassion, it's amazing. Or any consistent, stable energy like empowerment, right? Or positive expectation. These are also all states of being, and they will resonate down to the frequency level, which would be like the cells, or the timbre level, which would be like the organs or the parts of the body, and even down to the musical interval level. So flow is really the deal. It's really the whole deal when you get down to it. But there's one better, and that is resonating harmony or coherence and flow all at the same time. So you're resonating frequencies that are coherent plus timbres that are really mind expanding or consciousness expanding, plus musical intervals that really resonate for what you need, plus a flow that is completely smooth. So you get all five levels. Oh, I forgot the fifth level. The most important of all. And that's intention. Or energy. Really, you can think of it as energy flow. There are many healers that use energy as their modality and are profoundly effective, that don't even go to using frequencies or music or any sound at all. They're profoundly effective. You can have someone who sings a song and it's cool, and then someone else that sings the same song with a amazing energy or intention, and it totally brings you to tears and changes your life forever. The energy that we bring to any frequency, any timbre when we play it, any musical interval, and to any musical flow is the most important of all and the most powerful. So when you got all five of these going, oh my God, it's incredible, right? Intention, you know, energy, some people just live in a specific energy, in a really connected, that's the best way to put it, an energy that's connected to source and spirit and nature. Then they don't even have to focus their intention because they can live that energy. Then there's people that can bring access really high states of energy and with an intention or just by going there, but they may not live there. You know, I think of like Pink Floyd as, I mean, I saw God at a Pink Floyd concert, but I wouldn't want to hang out with the guys, right? Because their energy, I mean, I don't see their energy as like super spiritual, right? Or super heart open, right? But they're able to access higher states because I've seen it, right? I saw white light, right? So some people, you know, can go there, but they don't live there, right? But then you can just focus your intention and have it so that you're focused on, let's practice actually, healing the planet. So focus your intention and send energy to the planet now. Nice. Notice how focused you are. If you're really focused or you're a little scattered. The more focused you are with 100% focus, the more effective that intention. The cool thing is when you do sound with an intention, the sound becomes intention. So now, if you like, send a sound to the earth to heal it. We do a thing here where we'll actually tone an intention for 2 hours. After about 2 or 3 minutes, it's easy to hold that focus because the sound is just going and going, and it becomes the focus. The intention is the sound. It's very cool. If you want to get really high one day, tone an intention for 2 hours. I mean, goodness gracious, they do toning and chanting in India for a week straight. I mean, I know someone went to a workshop for 10 days and all they did was tone and chanted. Oh my God, you get so freaking high. It's incredible, right? So let me play just a timbre we'll just play it for a minute. We'll play a crystal bowl. This is called the Peace Bowl. And listen to this tonality. And then after that, we'll listen to a musical flow. Okay, this is Peace Bowl. It's nice. It is really nice, huh? Especially if it happens to be your note. But it's just nice to feel that consistency. You know, again, what I've learned is peace is a frequency humming consistently. I mean, in a way, or technically, or I shouldn't say technically, it just depends on what perspective. That was a flow. I mean, it's still creating a little rhythm, whoa, 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 right? And it's actually changing over time. So there is a bit of a flow there, but it's more of a drone, so it's more of a consistent, stable tone. It's really just what perspective you want to look at it from, right? But then when you have music, and especially changing chords, now you really have a flow. Now this song I want to play is Water of Life, and it actually has a unique flow that you don't find in most music, and that is where each chord is a progression further and further. So it doesn't, the whole sections repeat, but it doesn't repeat like a normal song does, where you play two or three chords and then you play them over again, right? Or even like a chant. This is actually a progression. So the every chord is a new stage and it keeps going forward. It doesn't repeat. And that's like the ultimate flow. The ultimate flow is really the Fibonacci curve, which is the way nature grows anything. It's the current plus the past equals the future. The current plus the past equals the future. So 1 plus 1 equals 2. 1 plus 2 equals 3. 3 plus 2 equals 5. 3 plus 5 equals 8. 8 plus 5 equals 13. 8 plus 13 equals 21. 13 plus 21 equals 34. The past plus the present equals the future. There is no better coherent flow than that. And it's exactly the way nature does everything, right? So when we look at this chord progression, as the previous chord is connected to the current chord, which goes to a new thing, that's what's happening in this song. I actually figured this out after I recorded and created the song. I didn't realize that's what I was doing when I did it. But now I've kind of figured it out. So this is very smooth flow. So enjoy. This is the water of life. It's like water flow, right? So enjoy the water of life as flow. Interesting how smooth flow that ends on the home note and slows down leaves you in such a peaceful place. It's like a crystal bowl fading out. It's the home note, because one bowl is always the home note. Or like what we just heard, actually ending on a high home note. It's interesting, there's the flow, and then when you end on the home note, it's like that flow of stability, which is the frequency humming consistently, stays in the room. It's like you can still hear that last note now. It's really an interesting thing. The home note for the last note. The last note of anything is really important. I'm always really careful to make sure the last thing I eat in a meal is something that I want to remain in my mouth, right? Because it will. It continues its vibration afterwards. It's kind of like saying goodbye to somebody. The last vibration you leave somebody with is what is one of the main, not the only one, but it's one of the, depending on what level of consciousness you work at, but it's one of the main ones that remains, right? That's why people are so into having a good goodbye, a really beautiful goodbye. The last thing that you share, the last thing that you feel until the next vibration, it will stay there. If you're really peaceful, you could actually hold this note for hours, right? You could hold it for days. You'd probably have to not see anybody or talk to anybody. When we're in Egypt, we got in the zone by toning the resonant frequencies of this chambers. And my friend said, don't talk to anybody and see how long we could hold it. We were able to hold it for like a day and a half where we were in the zone nonstop. We just didn't talk to anybody. It's really cool. So the body is like the cells are frequencies. The organs are the timbres. They're a bunch of frequencies. The relationship between the organs are the musical intervals. The flow through the organs and all the parts and cells and everything is the whole deal, though. But the energy flow is even a bigger deal. The energy of spirit flowing through you, the energy of source flowing through you, the energy of life, and the energy of your connection where you are part of the whole that is complete flow, and that includes nature and the whole universe, complete flow, such complete smooth flow that it feels really, really still. Hold that energy. Peace, harmony, and flow. Into the evening with the home note. Through at least tomorrow, until you go back to work, if you're working, or through the whole week, months, do it for months, and years, and even lifetimes, where we're still always in the flow. Thanks for listening, and take care.